I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is The Way We Live Now. Each Friday, we're going to turn the show over to our listeners. We want to hear your stories. This is how we connect with each other, by sharing the way we live now. If you have a story, please do call us. You'll hear our number at the end of this episode. Our first caller is Valerie, a mobile dog groomer whose business was initially deemed non-essential by local officials.
Hi, Dani. My name's Valerie. I listen to your podcast and I've been enjoying it very much, though, especially this new one. It brings a whole new light into what everybody's going through. For me, I'm a mobile dog groomer. Before all this happened, you know, my typical day was going to people's houses, grooming their pets, and seeing them happy. It wasn't until around March 11th where we got told, you know, that we should be aware that we might get shut down. And then the whole talk started coming out about who's essential and not essential. You know, you don't really think about it if you have an essential job or you don't. You know, you just go to work every day and just try to provide for your family. So it really hit us around that time as well. Unfortunately for us, we got deemed unessential, so we got shut down for about 3 weeks. A lot of our customers, though, did complain, not to us, but I'm assuming to the city, because, you know, there's two types of people. And some people consider their dogs their children, and some people consider, you know, dogs as just animals and they can wait for their haircut. So we were just right there, like, in the in-between. After 3 weeks, our city gave us a call and said that they changed their mind and they deemed us essential after all. So we just barely started back up about 2 weeks ago. I will say that being stuck inside the house during this quarantine really makes you feel very grateful, you know, for a lot of more things that you didn't realize, and it's very humbling. Now that I'm out and about, it's very, very weird. It's very zombie-like sometimes. It's hard, you know, now having to wear masks and gloves all the time, and, you know, you're no longer welcomed into people's homes, even though they want you to, but it's just, you just don't know. The only thing that's bringing me comfort is that, you know, at least for dogs, they get to feel good for the day. I see the people, the customers that I deal with, I mean, that brightens their day to see their dog well-groomed and bathed and smelling good, and that brings smiles to their faces, and then that brings me a lot of comfort. So I thought maybe you'd like to see the other aspect of, you know, the dog world and what we're going through, and I just hope everybody we can get back to normal sometime soon, but I doubt that will happen. But until then, you know, just thank you for the podcast. It's very, very eye-opening. Thanks.
Next, a listener named Bethany tells us what it was like to have major surgery just days before procedures like hers were put on hold.
Hi, Dani. This is Bethany. At the start of every podcast, you mention the date that everything really started to feel real. And it was 2 days after that date, Friday, March 13th, that I had surgery to take out my adrenal gland, which had a tumor in it that was producing its own adrenaline. And I probably had that tumor for about 4 years, but knew about it for about 5 months. And was waiting for that surgery. And in the last couple of weeks before that surgery, was anxiously waiting to see whether or not I would have the surgery. And that was the last day that hospitals in Ontario, Canada actually did elective surgeries. 2 days later, they announced that elective surgeries were being canceled. Since that was a Friday, that was the last day that surgeries actually happened. So while the rest of the world, yeah, feels crazy and feels so concerned about their health, I've spent, you know, the first 3 weeks of my quarantine in exactly the quarantine that I expected, recovering from surgery. But I have come out of that time feeling stronger and healthier than I ever could have imagined feeling. So I just am living through the weirdest time of my life for multiple reasons. And it is such a blessing to feel so strong and healthy while I watch so many people around me be so afraid of their health. But I'm so grateful to have had that surgery and not worry now about the next time that I'll need to go to the ER or when my surgery will be postponed too. And I just have so much empathy for anybody who is awaiting surgery and whose surgery got delayed because of COVID. So my heart goes out to those people. Thanks. Bye.
Our next message is from Maritza. Maritza is a grocery store manager from Orange County, California, struggling to keep her employees safe and their spirits up when customers don't seem to care.
Hi, my name is Maritza. I am a grocery store manager in Orange County, California. I'm sitting outside my store right now, waiting for another day. It's been rough. It's been rough seeing my coworkers scared. It's hard. We try our best to keep our spirits up, but people don't care about our safety sometimes. And I think that's the worst of it. So if you guys are grocery shopping, be nice, respect each other, and pray for us.
Today's final voicemail is from Jessica, a recent college graduate who lost her home to a tornado the exact same week we were all told to start staying indoors.
Hey, so my name is Jessica Lee. I'm 22 years old, which means I graduated college a year ago, which is hard to believe for me and hard to accept that I'm finally an adult. But I had kind of interesting perspective that maybe some have, but not all have, about how two natural disasters collide. So I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, straight out of college in June of last year. Have been living the good life, like no other, happy hour, great job, great friends, until March 2020. So March 2020 started off like any other year. I was going out, going happy hour, working out, had just moved into this brand new, gorgeous Nashville-style home. If you ever look it out, it's tall, it's skinny, it's overpriced, it's, you know, everything you would want in your 20s, with two great friends who we were so excited about having this gorgeous house to live in, you know, and we all have great jobs, everything's going good. So the beginning of March, we go to bed, middle of the night, a massive tornado comes out of nowhere, destroys our home. So I'm in shock, trying to figure out how the hell I find a place to live. And in the back of my mind, I start hearing about coronavirus. And I'm like, oh, you know, it'll be fine. Everything will clear up by the time I'll still get another house. And, you know, life will go back to normal. I'll go back to work. So I'm literally picking up my belongings from across the highway and trying to figure out a new place to live. And then coronavirus happens. And now on top of, hey, I'm traumatized from a tornado literally sucking my roommate out of our house and thinking she was dead, to, oh, now there's a virus going around the world and I have to stay inside. So I just think, you know, life has been rough for everybody. And I can't say enough, like, how happy I am to have people around me, and I've moved back in with my parents for the meantime in South Carolina, which is very different from Nashville. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, what life looks like now that pretty much everything I've known has been turned upside down. And I hope that other people can think long and hard about what life means for them now and what's really important.
Thanks for listening to The Way We Live Now. Tell us the way you're living now. We want to hear. Call us on, you might want to get a pen for this, 909-713-8995. That's 909-713-8995. And record your story, and we might just use it on the pod. Also, you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/The Way We Live Now Pod. We are creating a community here, and we would love for you to join us. You can find me on Instagram at Danny Ryder. The Way We Live Now is a production of iHeartRadio. It's produced by Lowell Berlanti. Beth Ann Macaluso is executive producer. Special thanks to Tristan McNeil and Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.